Maharaj, today is the appearance day of Gaur Kishore Das
Babaji. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So something about him.
Can you please...
Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, he was born in Haripur district near Padma, River. He came in a merchant family. And he took initiation from the Advaita Goswami. But afterwards, when mature in life, he left the world and went to Vrindavan. His previous name was Bansidas. And then, when he approached his Gurudev, who was the disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji, one Bhagavad Das, took this Babaji base from him and began his bhajan, mainly taking the name Mahamantra. And he used his habit was very strict Vairagi habit, the Vairagya. His renunciation was very, very firm and strong. Then about 32 years he passed in Vrindavan. After that he got some inspiration within and came to live in Navadvip. And there is a place where he lived in public, sometimes in a cottage, sometimes in public dharamsala, to avoid the crowd, the mob. But by the direction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had no disciples. He did not initiate anybody, we are told. It might have given one or two, but not to be traced. Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew him because he had also connection with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he recommended our Guru Maharaj to take Harinam from him. And my Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, at that time he was Vimalananda Saraswati. And his sannyas name is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Vimalananda Saraswati previously was his title given by astronomer section Saraswati. He was Brahmachari from his birthhood and only reading Shastra and observing the Vrata, etc. And having a press and publishing books and journals in spiritual matters. He was recommended by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to take Harinam from Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. He approached. Then Gaur Kishore Babaji told, "Yes, I am not independent. I shall ask my master if he agrees to accept you through me, then I shall fulfill your desire." Our Guru Maharaj told, "I was famous at that time as a good Vaishnava theologist, well-read in the Vaishnava scriptures, and a pure character, conduct and education, and knowledge of Vaishnava philosophy, all these things. I was already famous in the society. Still, he ignored me. Yes, I shall ask." The next time I approached him, "Have you asked Mahaprabhu?" No, I forget. I forgot to ask permission. Guru Maharaj told, to us out of his humility. We take it. That I have some pride in me, that I am a good scholar, extraordinary scholar, and a man of pure character. But when I heard that he forgot, I am so many stalwarts, so-called stalwarts in the Vaishnava school, they are all aspiring to get me as their disciple. But I don't approach them. They are approaching me in some way or other. But I don't approach them under the direction of Bhakti Gautama. I am going to Gaur Kishore Babaji. And he says that he has forgot. There are so many other stalwarts in the sampradaya. They are so eager to get me as their disciple. And he says that so neglectfully. I have got that pride in me, so I am unfit for his discipleship. The next time I approach, yes, Mahaprabhu has accepted your prayer. You have come. That is it now. And perhaps we have told he was his only disciple, like his Lognan Narottam. Bhagnath Goswami did not make any disciple, not in a mood to make disciples, but his disciple Narottam, he inundated the whole of North Bengal, collected numbers of disciples. So our Guru Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Babaji, did not extend his grace to many. But our Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, taking the miser's property, distributed like anything, and aspired to conquer the whole world in the name of Mahaprabhu under his banner. So, Gaur Kishore Babaji, Maharaj, such temperament, Leopekko, without caring for anything, but only for the Lord, his grace. Once we are told that Pran Gopal Goswami was a very renowned scholar of Bhagavatam and a good, he could explain Bhagavatam very beautifully, popular explainer of Bhagavatam. But he approached Gaur Kishore Goswami Prabhu once, Babaji Maharaj. They say that I can explain Bhagavatam very nicely. I like that if you hear one day my explanation of Bhagavatam, then I'll think myself that fortunate. But he does not say anything. Thrice he came with proposal, but he did not speak any word. But one day he himself made some arrangement. Just before him, with his own men and the own materials, he came and made a sabha and gave him the invitation to many devotees and began Bhagavata reading just in his front. Balaji Maharaj is sitting without saying, uttering anything. Always sitting in there, taking them. Then the Goswami went on. All the audience went away. Then he was asking his personal attendant, cleanse this place and smear with cow dung, purify. What's the matter, Babaji Maharaj? It is already clear and pure. Goswami came and discussed about Bhagavatam, explained Bhagavatam here. It is already pure. And why again I am to brush, you say, and to smear with cow dung to purify? Oh, you heard that the explanation of Bhagavatam. But I heard only money, money, money. spread amongst people that he, that Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj heard his explanation of Bhagavatam, it will fetch more money for him. He made Bhagavatam subservient to his ordinary life, sensual life. So we should serve Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. And we must serve Bhagavatam, leaving every comfort aside. We shall try to take the instruction of Bhagavatam from door to door to get relief to the so many suffering soul. But he is utilizing that Bhagavata katha, one of the saving that nectar. He is trying to utilize for his own sensual life, to serve his sensual life. He is committing offense against Bhagavatam. It is not service of Bhagavatam. In this way, another new young man taking initiation from somewhere, he built a cottage just beside in the Ganges bank. And he began to imitate Gaur Kishore Babaji. Very in abnegation, in renunciation. Only once he takes some food, and that also in Ardhan pot, he takes this skull of the human skull. Use that as a pot, the water and everything in the skull. In this way he used to sow, just like something like this. Spinkari, Guru Goswami. This external renunciation, very strong external renunciation. And then with that, and to chant the name, then son approached that this boy has come to imitate you and erected a cottage in competition on your side. What is this? Go to the Baba Jivaraj, Jivaraj. In a very curious way, that if a lady enters into the labor room and imitates some sound as she is feeling the pain of giving birth to a child, then child will come. That imitation of the sound and the imitation of the practice, the child won't come. So, the mere imitation, the Shuddha Sattva, you must come. Then there are many things before giving birth to a child, many things happened before. So, omitting all those things to approach real Guru and then serve him, then to take the name and dedicating, then coming in contact with Shuddha Sattva, your conscious area, and then by serving, attending to a particular place, and then one may show all this natural vairagyam and taking the name. But he only enters like a lady and he imitates that he has got the highest attitude, highest result. This mere imitation cannot do anything. This to hear he told. In this way he has got many remarks about Shuddha Bhakti. And lastly, when he disappeared, there was a quarrel. The Sahajiya section wanted that they will have under their control the Samadhi. And Guru Maharaj was informed, he was in Mayapur, he came. No, though he lived amongst you, but he was far from you. We were all Sahajiya section, but he was pure devotee Mahabhagavat, and I am his disciple. I want to then take care of his Samadhi. Then he had to approach to the police station, and the sub-inspector, he ordered that our Guru Maharaj, as he was disciple of him, according to his wish, his samadhi would be finished. It was done so. And at that time, Prabhupada first met Kunjababu, Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan, afterwards his general secretary, and then afterwards he was sannyasi, this Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. He met him at that time, and gradually he approached him and became disciple, and began to organize the preaching campaign. And again, Guru Maharaj, when by the current of the Ganges, the samadhi was, place was broken, he removed the bones of Balaji Maharaj to Mayapur, and there he, in a box, we were present at that time. The remains were taken in a box and with mantram that are put under the ground there in Samadhi Mayapur, and the temple is built in the, just in the eastern side of Radha Kunda there in Chaitanya Mahat. I have composed also a slok in praise of Gauta Shukravaji. Namo Namo Gauta Kishura Tukram. A few stanzas I composed about Gauta Shukravaji. And previously also there are another poems made by another Pandit. Vande Guru. See, Vande Guru Gauta Kishura Tukram in this way. And mine is Namo Namo Gauta Kishura Tukram. Gurur Guru me Parama Guru Stam, and this way. Kachit Vajaranna Vivikta Vasi, Kachit Puna Gaura Vananta Chari, Sura Pagati Raju Vihari, Bahit Viragi Tavadhuta Vesi, Namo Namo Gaura Vishur, Sada Hare Krishna Pirmidara Chantam, Grihe Grihe Madhukari Matantam, Namanti Deva Vijan Mahantam, Namo Namo Gaura Kishura Tukram. In this way, a few stanzas I have composed about him, over and over. So I dissolved the meeting.